Some new developments today as the entertainment world mourns the loss of comedian Bob Saget. Autopsy results released as we hear the 911 call. And fans remember his final performance, which was this very same weekend. Correspondent Nancy Liu is live from the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles. So, Nancy, Bob, no stranger to that stage there.
Not at all, Nicole. He performed here often. Today, his fans here and everywhere still soaking in the tragic news. Many left to wonder what happened and how. We are learning that Bob Saget's final hours were filled with laughter and positivity.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
We have an unresponsive guest in a room. My officer is telling me that there's no pulse.
The emergency call yesterday from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Orlando. Just after 4 p.m., Bob Saget pronounced dead, stunning fans around the world.
I've been working very hard. I'm trying to look good. It's not just the snap-on clothes that I have, but I've actually been working out. I've been lifting my watch. I'm a geek.
After a dream career on TV and on stage, 65-year-old Bob Saget had reached retirement age, but his career was still going strong. These are photos from his final performance on Saturday night, when he requested no recording by those in the audience who got the tragic news not long after.
I was shocked. I was sitting no farther than 20 feet away from this guy, 22 hours ago, and laughing with him.
Logan Cahoon was among those to catch Saget's final performance.
There was really a weird sense of like peace and calm and almost nostalgia for Bob. At one point where he was almost moved to tears talking about his love of performing and just gratitude for being out and making people laugh. And, that tying into his last shows, it's something that will always stick with me.
Another audience member snuck this quick clip as Saget left the stage a final time. In a tweet right after the show, Saget expressed his audience appreciation and happiness about his tour, which included performances all over the country through at least this summer. According to the medical examiner in Orange County, Florida, Saget's autopsy was performed this morning, but the cause and manner of death may take up to 3 months to determine. Authorities say there is no evidence of drug use or foul play at this time. At the Laugh Factory in L.A., where Saget had performed throughout his career, the applause and tributes are only beginning. And given his positive and raunchy sense of humor, fans believe he is still out there spreading laughs.
Bob had a dark sense of humor when it came to death, it appeared. And, I hope we can all, take a moment and give him a, moment of acknowledgement, however you want to do it, for the impact that he had on all of our lives.
And according to Logan, and likely many Americans, Bob Saget has joined Betty White in heaven, and they are likely making the place a whole lot funnier. Also, in a statement just released by Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo said she was shattered by his death, and she will comment further when the news is not as raw. Nicole?
Yeah, our condolences certainly go out to his family. Nancy, thank you for that.